Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Well, good morning, everybody. I am Ashley Balza, also known as the Self-Renewal Coach. And the question I want to ask you today is, how many of you are exhausted? Not because you're weak, but because everyone is dependent upon you. That question, it changed me. Because for a long time, I thought being strong meant carrying everything well. As a wife, as a mom of seven, a grandmother of two, a multi-business owner, somewhere along the way, I became really good at handling everything. Showing up, taking care of everybody around me, managing all of the responsibilities, being the dependable one, pushing through even when I was exhausted. And if you're a parent, you know what exhaustion looks like, sleep deprivation. Making sure that household chores are always done. But honestly, people will praise you for being in that role, for taking on all of that weight. They call you the strong one, the reliable one. Oh, we can count on her for that. The one that always figures it out. But honestly, what nobody talks about is the cost. The cost of constantly being needed. Holding everything together while quietly disconnecting from yourself. Maybe even disconnecting from a spouse or your kids, you're just in that zombie mode of life. It's like an out-of-body experience, and you're just a bystander. You're just watching from the outside. And nobody's really checking on you. And you're not checking on yourself. You see, there was a season in my life where everything looked fine on the outside. I was functioning, I was managing life, raising the kids, homeschooling, supporting a husband who often was working 80 hours a week. Traveling for work, I felt like a single parent. And in that mix, we were also foster parents. So I was doing what needed to be done. And most people probably thought everything was fine. How many times have we heard the, "I'm fine"? Everything's fine, and you just put a smile on your face. But internally, I was exhausted. Not just in the physical sense, but emotionally and mentally. I remember one night standing at my kitchen counter. Everybody is asleep, the house is quiet, and wondering, is this all there is to my life? It wasn't a crying moment. It wasn't a breakdown. It was just asking myself that question. In the complete overwhelm of everyday life. And I realized I couldn't remember the last time that I gave myself what I needed. And also asking myself, how did I get here? How did this become my everyday life? It became robotic. And that's a scary place to be. I really had a wake-up call when I had just given birth to baby number six. I know that sounds a little bit crazy, but during that time, I found myself not feeling the greatest. And talking to the midwife, and she had said, okay, I need you to monitor everything. And a week goes by, and I'm finding myself getting worse. Another week goes by, and I tell my husband, I need you to take me to the emergency room. I ended up being admitted into the ICU, and I found myself fighting for my life with a severe infection that had gone septic. It was one of those scariest times where I began to question, am I going to make it home to my children? Am I going to see them grow up? Am I going to see them graduate high school? Am I going to see them get married and have kids of their own? And it put me in a position where I began to ask, God, is this the end, or is there more for me? It exposed a problem of pushing myself to the back burner and putting everybody else's needs above my own. It didn't create my mission in the beginning, but it was that catapulting factor. And again, I had become so focused taking care of everybody else that I forgot who I was in the process. I lost my identity. Showing up as that dependable one, the one carrying all of the responsibility. And as I said, that the beautiful thing is that in that exhaustion, I had the ability to learn that it didn't have to become my permanent identity. And I'm here to tell you that if you're walking in a season of exhaustion and burnout and carrying it all, you don't have to make that your permanent identity either. Because this is what I know. I wasn't just exhausted from carrying too much. I forgot who I was underneath everything I was carrying. And maybe you know exactly what I mean. You answer those text messages or DMs from social media while you're making dinner. You're solving problems while emotionally caring for everyone else. You lay down at night, absolutely exhausted, but your mind doesn't shut off. You're thinking, what do I have to do next? Did I get everything done on my checklist? Who needs me today? Who needs me tomorrow? What did I forget to do? How do I keep everything moving? And somewhere in the middle of surviving life, you stopped experiencing it. You stopped asking, how am I doing? What do I need? And here's what I realized. Somewhere along the way, exhaustion just became normal. It was that overfunctioning identity. The self-abandonment, it starts to look like love. Love for others in those relationships, love for your job, commitment to the workplace, commitment to your business. The fixer, the dependable one, the caretaker, strong one, responsible one. Are any of these starting to sink in of, yeah, I feel that? That's me. Because after a while, when you stop asking yourself who you are without those roles, that was me. You're like, I don't know. I don't know who I am without those roles. Because we typically begin to measure our value by how much we can handle, how much we can carry, sacrifice, and how much we can give. One day, I realized something that really changed everything, that my worth, it didn't increase with my exhaustion. And burnout was not proof that I loved well. Let me say that again. Your worth does not increase with your exhaustion. And burnout is not proof that you loved well. Somewhere along the way, we've been taught that constantly sacrificing ourselves is noble. That being needed is the same thing as being valuable. I've attached my value to other people, to chasing accolades, to chasing recognition. And running ourselves to the ground, it's evidence of our commitment, but it isn't. On the outside, it might look that way, but it is a true evidence in showing that we've forgotten ourselves. So you can carry it all. You can be all the things to everybody in your life, to your job, to your business, to your clients. But it wasn't something that you were ever designed to hold. Because if you're a coach like me and you're working with women or a mixed variety of others, you cannot pour from an empty cup. And if you're telling your clients to do something that you're not doing for yourself, they're going to feel that. They're going to feel that disconnection. So the shifts for me didn't happen because life got easier. Nothing changed in my life. If anything, those things and those responsibilities increased. But it happened when I got honest with myself. It happened when I was honest about the things that I was carrying and where I was abandoning myself. And the fact that I couldn't continue pouring from that empty place and pretending that everything was fine. So After my hospital stay, I didn't suddenly discover my purpose. I didn't suddenly decide, oh yeah, I'm going to get into coaching. It didn't happen that way. There was no business plan in place, but all I knew was there was this gentle nudge of, I need you to start taking better care of yourself because there may not be a next time. And that was hard for my heart. Recovery was difficult. All I wanted to do was just soak in the time with my kids and build memories because I realized life is too short. But the journey of all of that, the hospital stay, it led me into personal development and into mentorship, coaching, and ultimately growth. For the first time in my life post-illness, people were pouring into me. I had had it before kids, but then once I started having kids, it all just went to the wayside because my priorities had shifted. So I began the process of learning how my thoughts, they really did matter. And I had something to share. My voice mattered. That my identity of who I was, it mattered. So I started discovering the woman that God created me to be underneath all the roles that I had been carrying. And that journey became the foundation of all of the work that I do today. Because I discovered something very powerful, that the greatest thing many women have lost, it's not their energy. It's themselves. And until we can reconnect with who we are, no amount of productivity, hustle, achievement, people pleasing will ever feel like enough. And this is important because rest is not weakness. I've had my fair share of feeling guilty when I have rested. Boundaries are not selfish. Also, a struggling boundary setter. So, if you can relate to that, believe me, I understand. Because constantly sacrificing yourself, it's not the same thing as love. Healing isn't always in the dramatics. Sometimes it simply looks like saying no without guilt, without an explanation. No is a complete sentence, and sometimes we forget that. But I will tell you that when you start resting, before your body forces you to rest, which is what I dealt with, it's okay to let people be disappointed. That choosing your peace over a performance, it's okay. Because letting other people solve problems that you normally rescue them from, that's also okay. And realizing that your worth was never, never supposed to be measured by your exhaustion. Sometimes healing looks like sitting quietly long enough just to realize that you don't recognize yourself anymore. The beautiful thing is, that version of you isn't gone. It's just underneath all that pressure and those expectations. Survival mode, yeah, it's under that too. And it's just waiting for you to come back. And that was the reason why I created Arise and Ascend. Because the word arise comes from a verse in Mark 5:41, where Jesus says, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." And in some versions, it says, "Talita kum," little girl, I say to you, arise. And I believe that's what so many women need today. Not permission to do more or to be more, but to rise into who they were created to be. From self-doubt, from believing that your worth is tied to how much you do for everyone else. To rise from living only through your roles. And the word ascend, as we know, especially those of us that are entrepreneurs, there's always another mountain. There's always another area to dominate. There's always another level of growth, another invitation from God to become who he created you to be. But it's not about perfection. It's about becoming. So before you leave today, I want you to ask yourself two questions. Where in my life have I been abandoning myself just to keep everything running? And what would I change if I finally gave myself permission to matter too? So if today revealed something to you, if somewhere during this talk you recognized yourself, don't leave here with another note in your phone. Don't leave here with another piece of inspiration. Leave here with a decision. A decision that your worth will no longer be measured by your exhaustion. A decision that your value is not determined by how much you carry. A decision that you matter to. Because the strongest thing that you may ever do isn't carrying more. It may be finally putting something down. And when you do, you don't become less. You finally become whole. Again, my name is Ashley Balza, the founder of Arise and Ascend Coaching, and I want to thank you for today.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.